Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your hand on us, your spirit within us. We thank you for your anointing, the true teacher, the Holy Spirit, who will teach us all today with revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to continue on with Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. I want to remind you, though, we're talking about the love of God here. And I was awakened one morning recently with this verse, Romans 5, 5. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. Now, we could read on. There was just so much in Romans chapter 5 that we could look at. But let's kind of focus on that verse. And let me read to you. I read to you last time from the Passion Translation, and we kind of dissected these verses a little bit. Let's read from the Message Translation, and maybe even the Amplified Classic. But the Message Translation has a title of Developing Patience. Okay, Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. We can't say we have it all together in ourselves. I like that. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. Praise God. Praise God, that's good. I'm going to read that again. That is wonderful. And that's not all. I think this is verse 2. Or part of verse 1 and then into verse 2. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. Hallelujah. That's good. Verse 3, there's more to come. Now, I mean, God's riches of His grace are just endless, aren't they? There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us. And I always say, if I let it. And how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we could just teach and teach on this. Couldn't we just expound on this, all of us together, and from our own personal experience? I heard a Bible teacher say recently, when things are going bad, I mean, just really bad in an area, for example, sickness tries to come on you, know that there's a healing right around the corner. I mean, God's already provided it for you. He's thrown open the door to us of healing, and it's up to us to receive it according to our faith. And I want to say this over and over, because so many times I feel like I have fallen in my faith or failed in my faith and not come up to where God wants me to be or what I want it to be, where others want me to be. But, you know, God loves me no matter what. He loves you no matter what. Even if you feel like you've failed in your faith, Jesus prayed that Peter's faith would not fail. And let me tell you, He's doing that for you right now at the right hand of the Father. He's encouraging you. And the folks who've gone on to heaven, praise God, the great cloud of witnesses, they're witnessing to the fact that you can do this. You can walk through whatever you're walking through with faith and hope and love. All right, quite the contrary, it says here. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read now from the Amplified. I could just teach on that. There's just so much there. But let's go move on. I'll read from the Amplified Classic too. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Let me make a comment on that. We're justified. We're declared righteous. You know, righteousness, E.W. Kenyon talked about that, and one of his definitions kind of involves something like this. Righteousness, of course, we know it's right standing with God. In fact, the Amplified Classic, I just read that. Through faith, not of yourself, it's the gift of God, you know. But we are justified. We are given righteousness, and we're declared it. He's said that over you. So righteousness, Kenyon also wrote, is the ability to stand in the presence of the Father God without the sense of guilt, fear, condemnation. That's my kind of adaptation of what he said. But it's also the ability to stand in the presence of the devil without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. Praise God. I went through a tough time recently. I know we all have at certain times. And my wife, Joanne, she just really encouraged me. And she said, you got to let the devil have it. And she said it numerous times. And I got so, not angry at her, but I got angry at the enemy that what he had done to me. And I went in a room and closed the door and I let him have it. Now, you don't have to yell at the devil. But for me, I just kind of needed that. And it was like 2:00 in the morning. So I gave him the word over and over and over and over and over. Let me tell you, I feel like it was a turning point in an attack that had been coming against me for a long time. And it just kind of turned some things. Did circumstances change? No, it looked like they got worse. But I knew down on the inside after that night, I knew on the inside I was going to get through it somehow. I knew I would. Why? Because I had right standing with God. And God had declared me righteous in front of the enemy. Praise God. And I was letting him have it. I didn't have to be afraid of him. I didn't have to be condemned by him. Praise God. The ability to stand in the presence of the devil, too, without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. I wasn't guilty. I was standing before God. All right, let's go on. Verse 2. Through him, we also, we have our access, our entrance and introduction by faith into this grace, state of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. It's up to you and me to enjoy the glory of God. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles. That's hard to do sometimes in the natural. And rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. When you come through some stuff standing on the word, it makes you stronger because you know the word works in the middle of it. Verse 4, and endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Here's verse 5. And such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Father God, we stand in the presence of you without the sense of guilt, fear, shame, or condemnation. And we stand in the presence of the devil without the sense of guilt, fear, shame, or condemnation, because we're the righteousness of God because you love us. We have known and now believe in the love of God you have for us, Father God, and to us and through us and for us and in us. And we develop that love by spending time with you and standing on your word, which will never bring shame, but will always bring results. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.